And at any point, I'd put the sum total of its alternates. Yeah, and of course, Bank is in the measure of success. Yeah, and of course, I is only in superposition out of here. The universe grows, but slowly, west. Yeah, and jokes, but, you know, bits that's light on data. Yeah, I'm in well left lobe, you know, understands the joke, it's a right that gets it. I mean, so get this, bitch. I'm in well, you know, laughs have always come in threes. I mean, cops is only ever twofers, so see, I ain't ever gonna hear local constables working on some trinity while double quits is still a happening thing. I mean, that's just the way it is. You know, and his thinking is forgetting the distinctions you're so set on. And because it's also easy to get names for words, you know, like dunno for do not know, you know, fuck you for fuck off, and because you're by definition free to operate a name without a license, and because its name is always spellings of the present, so it's painfully free of repetition and words is now, if not even erratically repeated. I mean, well, what's been said's been said, and you know, said it's but the twin is subtlety. I mean, the English invented capital because no one else knew what the word have meant. I mean, redundancy, it turns out, only means economy in French. I mean, who would have guessed? And as it's ever harder to squeeze more past in the present, I mean, our language compensates for getting ever more transparent. Meaning being, but, you know, the rhyming scheme of what you might have meant. Well, one of the initialising issues is a repetition. And as two is the argument, you know, for the incompleteness of one, we know precisely more than we did. I mean, it's knowing what you don't know, you know, which is the cuteness of knowledge. I mean, a fair coin toss is not yet the death of chance. I'm just a cloned ideal moment left over from the crucifixion. I mean, that it's all, you know, like itself, it's a claim to be regressed. You know, which tells you awful lot about satisfaction. And what we're talking about here is marking the satisfaction. Names, but the arrangement of such marks, you know, trickle down. Yeah, where it's only to the extent that it's not self-identical, does it indeed make sense? In other words, you know, a fat chance, you know, is the only reasonable measure of a concept. So proof then is not so much a measure of its incapability, it's a sheer incredulity. For green to be green, it has first to be unlikely. And another way of saying this is contradictions is the name of a number, yeah, a big number. I mean, criteria is just something to do with help. And a sequence ain't but the Sanskrit term for subject. And cause effect is thereby calculable. I mean, that any number from five is fiction. I mean, everything else is function. Hey, sir. Okay, so, which is more dialectic? I mean, the number or it's. And because the real is impossible. Which, by the way, is a full explanation as to why the idea. Anyway, I mean, because you use that, you know, style of definition and induction, you know, that only works in English. I mean, how do you say vu in French? I mean, vu? See, I told you it wouldn't work. Is as definitionally regressive. I knew that. And as infinite as that, which is, you know, path pathologically not itself, you know, or out of sorts, is out without a succession, sorry, can I take your order now? And his words is the argument that everything is comparable. You know, in speech is the argument that's minimally true. I mean, every word is not only the measure, but the negation of all other words. And as far as proofs go, I mean, that ain't half bad. But as the details spend their lives, you know, cleaning up after cops, you know, copying, you know, sheer demands that a fact be identical with itself. I mean, their testimony is probably poisoned by psychology. So, I mean, how do you prove the observer's not some opportunist bench warmer whose main interest is a mortgage? I mean, by being in that fucking mortgage. And his meaning, you know, names the process of getting from here to that. You know, in Lewis' meaning as a dog. And it's winning his team to rational activity. I mean, for losers. So while a pragmatist ties her pants with semantics, so the hero is even too embarrassed to bleed, and his no is, you know, that which when doubled, you know, constitutes yes, and his pants is that which when doubled constitutes pants. Semantics is that which when... thinking, it turns out, is the last generic. I mean, the bucket of names that dropped in this generic is that formally known as... I mean, probability is a form. I mean, you'll find it near many of them, you know, between two and three. Its value consists almost exclusively in being hidden. Description, but of course, is normative. I mean, ubiquitous is normative. Mosey is normative. Johnny is normative. I mean, I know, because I was there. I mean, you know, the arbitrary tango. Indeed, any survivor of the IBC dairy. I mean, the comforting thing about comfort is that it infers. I mean, what would dimensional skepticism look like? I mean, the market. As far as mediums go, I'm a 495 ain't all bad. I mean, it weighs in at lesson five. It intuits lesson five. And cause forms is but a quasi mind, a nominal. That's clearly only cash that conceives the subject as a fractal. I mean, vernacular fractals also come as proofs, but that's. So. The addition of the first name is what makes a proposition. It's the addition of the second that makes an argument. So just as odds is a way of predicting the truth, I mean, they're also a way of entertaining those facts that wait on the truth before letting their thoughts be known. Which is convenient. I mean, for all concerned. So now, all other subject and object are both in superposition to a verb, and this the same verb. This is not to say they can't maybe occasionally swap, which is indeed the expressed measure of redundancy. And finding the object in these summaries or fields, collections, is not too difficult. Whether this subsequent, the next, really requires ID is sometimes hard to tell. I mean, if logic is merely the argument about what's to happen next, then I mean, presumably any, whatever, will do. But if it thinks better of itself with its definition of event, of what models is set, then he, I mean, you get the picture. I mean, The logical pause or comma, the moment of paranoia that defines perspective, is infallible. You know, infallible because it's terminally insane. I mean, the subject then is that pure moment of doubt that needs but a verb to keep it on. Yeah, a verb and audience is here the same. See? I told you being right has tactical advantages. As one of the early essays in Pragmatics, music was somewhat outplayed by the rise of pure mass and banking and other, you know, subsequent profits of theory. So while music, you know, remained the argument against instrumentalization, while music was still a calculus of its observer, I mean, logic tried to define the listener as some excluded middle, you know, to be acted on. You know, kitsch. But we have lost the banks. With any luck, heaven's next. The first thing you learn, you know, from a formalist is that ignorance is strategic. You know, the subject is forever bargaining with the object. Which is how it is, we know it. That while two is not necessarily invariably equal to two, it is obliged to be purposeful. In other words, computation that fails to change the content of such computation ain't worth shit. I mean, that very same two is probably now worth... who knows? And mentally, one of those, you know, early interactive facts. I mean, the observer is not only collateral. She does, for example, have ambition to be relevant, but which is probably, you know, why she's as tame as she is. And while the beauty of change is expressed in humility, I mean, it takes a certain knowingness to blush. And just as whatever something is a definition of economy. Is the economy the matter, a measure of redundancy? Ipso facto, QED, ID, you know, cost of context 101, you know, cash. The ideal limit. You know, the pathos of the ideal limit. The tool of pathos. Oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. In other words, the false viable. I mean, as far as minds go, I mean, the brain does have the advantage of being able to, anyway, minimally, I mean, change its mind. I mean, yeah, a context being some sort of public, you know, doodle. And of course, I mean, data doesn't necessarily, anyway, but a need to win. I mean, if we could cross-examine, then I would have more. How about for a rule to be a rule? Does it have to be observed more than once? I mean, it's reasonably clear that mistake can function as a rule, but it probably gets shit when going residuals. And as signs or acts of coordination, you can't arrive before you left. Except, of course, in English. While we agree that the definition is important, we have no idea what we... I mean, a red is a wavelength which, when multiplied a bunch, will resolve as a mate. I mean, tautology is when you put it in the same water twice. I mean, language is that, you know, logically insulated from either true or false. Or true and false. So how would you know what you're thinking? A tool, you know, that would, you know, use at one end and me in the other. And itself is that tool which is usefully reproduced. Memory is one of those optional extras, a sort of winsome luxury. him. Anyway, so it's a tool or structure, you know, an event. You know, it comes in odds and probabilities, and, you know, causes and legitimation. So, you know, of those moments of the present we feel friendly, you know, about, the friendly only, I mean, without any guarantees, the judicious arrangement of these, you know, decisions, these laws of emergency, virgin versus singularities, you know, the subject is a moment of identity mob, is not exclusively the domain of nostalgia, but... Yeah, but framing is a fashion and it's in price. I mean, death helps. So is there what we could call a reasonable subject? I mean, apart from justice, you know, what we might otherwise think of as a distributed learning, algorithm. I mean, when the subject runs away from home, I mean, you know, sells itself, is it then the object? I mean, the slightly awkward object? I mean, it's true that the object is not itself. And then the link with this editable with bells on it, you know, is likewise has the tip. I mean, top. No, tip. It's not funny, you know. Which is not to say the subject is heroic, you understand? Oh, merely that it's slightly dazed, you know, confused. I mean, the object is admittedly not much of a metaphor. I mean, it does cover pretty well with fiction. I mean, it's this arbitrary attention, this extraordinary rendition, you know, gets a duck from A to B and back. So this is the joke. And it's this being outside of being this interest is its defining property. And then when you extract something from something and employ to redefine the self-same norm, you've bought a lot of stickers, and also not incidentally just define truth. And while the subject is a local truth and the object is a tactical truth, I mean, the verb being logical link between them. Now, whether this link is to be represented is the question of the hour. I mean, and then this is a class question. While the link is not a gift, and representation is a gift. And while subjects is definitionally parasitically equal, I mean, it's a motive of the objects, which is, you know, remain, you know, vulnerable to meaning. So now, if you remember, the subject, you know, is defined as justice, and justice is clearly that without proof, only exists in the domain of affirmation. I mean, if the past were to have a motive, would it reasonably be to be miraculously discovered? And this is wanting, the desire to be recognised by some erstwhile same, and this is a claim that their power is at least interesting. The verb then is the fact about the subject and the object to explain away either singly or together, either the same or its affirmation, a sort of Trojan horse effect that removes any traces of its own cause. As the actor said to the bishop, "Oh, no thanks." And it's this very, you know, thanks but no thanks, which whomever call facts. Yeah, you know how capital, you know, successfully defines the protocols of self-definition. I mean, exactly at that moment when Labour thinks the bosses are making loss on the deal. For one to be one is one thing, but for one to be the other is something else again. I mean, one of these is, of course, an object of desire. And yes, you do get to pick. However, and this is rather large. One is also a locally less than circular. And it's this incompetence of reproduction, this noise. The retains the very idea of definition. Which makes sense when you think about it. I mean, yes, is dimensional. But trying saying yes in seven, see where that gets you. I mean, interestingly enough, seven is not an issue for negation. Which is, I guess, because negation is somehow easier to climb. It is, but a knowledge which remains distinct from its object, or equivalent. Meaning what? That zero is adequate? I mean, that it's hybridized? I mean, admittedly, anything in a suffering self-identity, I mean, suffers from ideals. So, I mean, it's just common sense. I mean, existence may well prove to be a case of special pleading, but salvation through nouns or some other transactional analysis, like the recitation of names, one of those do-it-yourself inconsistencies. Isn't logic supposed to be a measure of the same? A sameness of the same. So when I say pain, you say ouch. I mean, if you know what's good for you. Voila, I mean, the non-sock. I mean, in logical time, the dead already did. Joe's in business. Joe hears God tell him to sell his business. He sells. Joe hears God tell him to move to Las Vegas. He moves. Joe's hears God tell him to take his cash and stake it all in 21 Red. Joe demurs, but places his bet. 21 Red comes up, and a voice from the heavens. Unfucking believable. Basically, you've got data over here and the condition of being a fact over here. They fuck. I'm in one another. And that's it. That's the science of decision. The rest is voyeuristic bribery. One dimension looks pretty much like another. The beautiful thing about the binary bit trick is it... By this logic, I mean, one is such a complete map of zero that it can then lease out of the zeros and live off the rent, without even having to die. I mean, it is, of course, the trauma of this rent that gives us the economy. No strings, I'm just a fact data decisional pathos. And the alternate. The one where language assumes you speak English, or are at least an early adopter. Isn't there a line in Hamlet somewhere about me? No. The decisions are dimensions of a subject or object. Or measurements of dimension. And facts, and facts is those of an horizon that don't know how to... What? And? Don't know who to... Give me a break. I mean, don't know who to save? And if the deposit sentence thing is then the moment of... If articulation is the moment of change, then the price or news would I say who's that? I saw you. And his resistance to stupidity is just the medium, of course, the function, the veritable computer of the subject. Complicit fucking bitch. I mean, if the subject is just the lens of the object, it's imminent interruption. Where does the narcissist get off? In being wrong? I mean, heresy? Maybe romantic bloody positivist every fucking I mean, logic is but the attempt to guarantee access. It's therefore quite a pretty field, with datas and formulas and bits and distinctions, that some people haven't tried. I mean, if you can't problematize that. Although, I guess, pulling pragmatism out of a hat doesn't count for much of anything. I mean, and not all hats is axioms. I mean, the semantics of mass will only get you to maybe. After that, you can tic-tac-toe up and down the halls all the way to sachet, but you're definitely stuck with the last definition of set. You're more or less in the recursions. Have you ever noticed how pronouns and whole numbers only ever come in 4-4? And 'cause it's illegal to export the idea of meaning, and because fiction has its own sweet tooth. Fact being here, but a model of fact. Understanding is something an experiment. A public experiment, but experiment nonetheless. And an index. God has a blind spot, and I'm it. It's George Bush or Hegel. Anyway, one of those. He used to say, as if doubt was, some sort of neurological research. Well, logic then is perhaps better understood as the psychosis of the subject. Psychosis being the argument that time is ideological. Music, the classic example. Fashion axioms have no fat. That lot. Because they're condemned to being successful as well. And that's the joke. Incompleteness is just a slapstick. You is my mirror stage, is my money. My mind being here, ideal. While observation is just an object, it has evolved. You is now the definition of odds. While the negative of a stubbed toe, may well be a mind, the negative stone is not invariably so. The numbers do favour it's being stupid. Stupid as in fact-ish. And because a fact is that which can't be known. You orbit all that which can't be necessarily known, or not to be necessary. And just as an object or dimension or agreement is a facility, something like you, me, and the art of cognition, and just as a one of these, can't be thought coherently. Which is rather a bit at a minimum. Facts indeed think. That might be intuitive is a bit of a... And it remains, of course, inevitably moot as to whether in what sense facts is reasonably reducible to thought. I mean, anything so easily learned is hard to distinguish from its instigation. Let alone, of course, its denial. Blah, blah, text, and the flip-flop facts. In principle, the metaphors make no sense. And as a subject but a recidivist metaphor, doing some social work as a version of time. A fact is more like a dinner party than it is a fact. So what sort of fact is dark matter? Apart from being illegal. and obviously the argument that what you got lots of, you know, mass is what you farm, and because culture is the argument that the past is a natural resource, and because more is the argument that it's perfectly therapeutic, and because language is always in the market for habit. I mean, his mass is, you know, statistically primed and all. And anyway, gravity is a liaison of aware with when, you know, some sort of socially embedded cognition of, and just as a randomness is a fair measure of incompetence, and just as a chair is a theory of the universe, and just as cause is a colour, and just there's no economy in defining cause as a colour, and just as light is a form of time travel, and cause half of negation is supposed to be symmetrical. So what do the gullible actually know? And what, anyway, he is an observer. I'm in sure there's context, but before we get into that, consciousness is here our, you know, pet. I mean, it's also the only question we're qualified to ask. So how come experience ain't but one sword and lama? Indeed. How come there seems to be more than one type of stuff? I mean, just, yeah, I mean, as a skeptic would have it, I mean, just a matter of luck. I mean, luck being, of course, incompatible with knowledge. Understanding, yeah, I mean, you know, the admittedly elegant, you know, and negative of love, has trouble defining what it means by evidence. You know what, we just understand that it's a placebo, but, you know, maybe it is. I mean, maybe that's what it's meant by the negative. Anyway, evidence is definitionally arbitrary. It's also beautifully symptomatic, you know, of fiction, of a resistance to cure. And so while gravity is just one of those things that Matt has to work through. I'm confessing gravity is all and good. It's just not yet enough. As if one could, you know, sublimate, you know, enough. Gravity is no mere observer. It implies what, that the subject is a repetition machine? Yeah, a sop to its own self-esteem? Yeah, but then, I mean, if negation weren't so ideal, I mean, what would it be? I mean, that's not just rhetorical. And because pleasure is less a bit democratic, you know, than pain. Then there is, of course, some redemptive pleasure in living in a set. As if there was some causal relationship of pleasure to reality, and cause ignorance is obviously not an object of knowledge, yeah, but it's only its sort, and cause repetition makes a lousy subject, and while a disinterested, arbitrary, systematic, or scientific knowing is not yet cynical, it's better than an ad for a truth as value-added tax. The knowing which is so determined by its object is obviously only moral, I mean, adequate. I mean, ignorance thing, but, you know, specific form of knowing. And as a chair has no need to conceive of its own in existence, has no need to pocket doubt as some sort of souvenir, has no need, in short, to sneeze, you know, psychoanalytic counter-transference of shrink and counter-shrink, I mean, yeah, you know, as if being wrong were mere some sort of convenience. I mean, the chair does not necessarily experience the house as traumatic. I mean, born again, maybe. So while the subject it makes a reasonable theory. It makes a seriously great bacterium. And just as poverty is the science of the subject. I mean, what is it that a photon can look at itself? What I mean, you know, the mirror photon trap, minimalist witness thing. I mean, the subject wants but a self to keep it warm. This then is the narcissism of time. Yeah, and why time is so neurotically happy. You know, the subject is symptom. You know, dimensional ignorance of who's going to win the third race of maybe the symptom is just stupid. The subject then would be its own cure. You know, with the added grace of being able to forget. I mean, not bad for a kid from the sticks, you know, replete with all that aesthetic distancing and stuff. And as the end is a reasonable cause, I mean, which is in itself enough to ensure it's not psychotic. The subject then is a tasteful substitute for end. I mean, how embarrassing is that? And just as life is the examination of non-existence, I mean, when we all know, or probably do, I mean, the alternative. I mean, knowledge is some viral confusion of now with then. I mean, you know, which is why it's always odd zone to win. I mean, you know, explanation is a self-evidently reasonable punchline. Well, I mean, reasonable for depressives. Oops. I mean, could the subject be other than a sacrifice? A sacrifice to what? Fucking functionalist. I mean, agreement? Any questions? So what does the listener learn to do? The subject? How traumatic is... Well, not traumatic. How addictive is that? I mean, does this then explain memory? I mean, it clearly explains fact. I mean, you know, the subject is, but, you know, sadistic kitsch. I mean, psychology is obviously a mistake. So, I mean, so wouldn't it be good if, or as I say, yeah, but you know, I mean, in English, in court, in fiction, you know, indubitably, I mean, that la-di-da self-selfish, you know, I do. And as the project, of course, entails projection, and as the fact, yeah, I mean, at least, I mean, need to breathe. I mean, yeah, the fact is always sad. I mean, meaning is that form of nature that... excuse me, did you say cheese? What do you mean logic is not an experience? And anyway, it must be one of the better mimes. I mean, admittedly compulsive... I mean, the subject is not exactly naive. And when thinking out loud is indeed something of a sport, and hence one of the few that will get you across the street, an urgent, pointless proof that pauses are both not the same and, you know, that form of ubiquitous computing that is transparent to its user, which is why, of course, shut up. I mean, it's one of the better heads. Okay, now? Sorry, was that speculative? I mean, as a medium, my eye is not the worst. I mean, how safe is placebo supposed to be?